Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
The Senate voted to extend the debt ceiling by nearly $500 billion. Were we saved, Jeff, from going off a fiscal cliff like Majority Leader Schumer suggested, or is this just political posturing once again by Washington?
In one sense, it's really hard to tell, because in this day and age, it's not clear at all what kinds of bad decisions politicians might make if they believe it's in their self-interest, right? That said, I, for the most part, think this is that kabuki dance we do every so often on the national debt. I do minimize the risks of the debt. I believe they would have, I think the Democrats would have blinked, and because they have complete power to handle this problem. Senator McConnell is correct in that, of course. But it comes at a cost for them, and it's a cost they don't want to pay. So would they have allowed the U.S. to default on its debt? It's possible if they thought they could blame Republicans for it.
And I found it fascinating just how many times in our nation's history the debt ceiling has been raised. The fact that politicians think they have to use fear when talking about this subject is not necessary. But this has been done several times in the past.
Yes, absolutely. And the reality is the Democrats will make the case. Look, you Republicans voted for these same bills, although far less, to extend the debt. We've already obligated ourselves to do this, so we have to do it. But in legal terms, the claims that we've made on future promises that we hope to spend on things, like our vacation, we promised our spouse we were going to take them on next year, is not quite the same as what we would do to pay off our mortgage. And yet they're treating it almost the reverse, like the vacation is the most important thing.
Yeah,
I get that the politicians would like to spend money on their constituents, on lots of, and I'm sure it's in their minds, all really good uses. But all things are not equal, and they do ramp up the fear. You're right. Treasury Secretary Yellen just a few days ago was saying, look, if this doesn't happen, we're going to go into a recession. Now, we might go into a recession, but it's not going to be simply because of this issue. There's other things going on, and it's totally within their power to make sure this does not happen.
Yeah.
If they choose.
We're speaking with Dr. Jeff Hammond at Cedarville University about the debt ceiling, raising it, and kind of the tools politicians like to use to get what they want. This is a great subject to a vehicle to drive that, I guess. And it seems to me, Jeff, that we're just kind of kicking this can down the road. What, in your opinion, is a better way, a system that we could put in place to pay the bills in this country?
Well, you know, that's a huge question. There's just lots of things you could do. I mean, you could go back to the continual call, which politicians will not do, for a balanced budget amendment. Voters would be generally in favor of it, I believe, and yet they won't allow that line item veto, those kind of things. One of the where we really started to see this budget go awry was when a weakened President Nixon had the ability to impound funds taken away from him. And I think it was 1974. It may have been Ford after a weakened Nixon. But in any case, the point was, previously presidents, if there was bad spending that the Congress had approved, he didn't need a line item veto. He just wouldn't spend the money if it was wasteful spending. But after that, I think it was the Budget Control Act of 1974, they were able to force the president to spend money on even things that are not useful. That would be a great tool to have back.
And our final minute we have together here, Jeff, you know, and maybe you've already answered this question. Maybe there is no answer to it. The fact that Washington simply cannot run this country like you and I would run our personal checkbook. How can we as a nation continue year after year after year to make the same mistakes? Is this a problem that even can be fixed?
I think it was Spiro Agnew said there's nattering nabobs of negativism.
Yeah.
You know, but no, it's we've long known that when the baby boomers retired, just on the previous kind of social spending, it was an actuarial certainty that this could not continue. With Medicare and Social Security and the increasing payments we're doing, and the explosion of Medicaid with the Obamacare and other kinds of things, this was not going to continue. What we are doing is drawing in this end game in much sooner. The United States has simply made more commitments than it can ever possibly maintain. So the bad news is we can't do it. The good news is what can't continue forever won't continue forever. Hmm. What's going to happen is at some point, and the day of reckoning is increasingly coming forward, rather, Mr. Trump didn't help us. Let's not give this all to the Democrats. He did not. He was not particularly a budget hawk, shall we say.
Sure.
But likewise, the Democrats just take that and go very crazy, in my opinion.